Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with head coach Ryan Spence. The women coming off a pair of draws as they got a come-from-behind 2-2 draw at Texas Women's in their midweek match last week and then overcame 2-1-goal deficits against Angelo State here on Saturday afternoon and in an exciting game came away with a 2-2 draw. I know our athletic director, Kyle Williams, he hates the draw, but sometimes in soccer, a draw is a good result, and I felt like these two draws, I know I talked to Lynn on Saturday night, your assistant Lynn Smith, and he was kind of disappointed, but when pressed, he admitted, yeah, those are reasonable draws.
Yeah, they. We talked a little bit this morning. They don't, at the end of the day, they're not going to hurt you as bad as what you feel in the moment because them two teams are going to beat a lot of people in our conference. Yeah, and you hope they do. Ties are a difficult thing for a lot of non-soccer people that grew up because they're like, why do you play this whole thing? It ends in a tie. And I was like, well, a tie still gets you. It's still
okay, a result,
I guess. And you wish you had a few of those moments back in that, especially the Angelo game. I think we had plenty of chances to get in and get another goal.
Especially in the last quarter hour or so, yeah. It looked like you were out in front.
Yeah, a lot of our players, they're recruited by a lot of these conference teams. So, and you can kind of tell some girls play maybe a little bit more emotional in certain games because they're like, they want to prove, you know, so just trying to find that balance it's impossible. I remember I was a player. It's tough to balance rivalry games, not just that, but these girls have buddies on the other teams too. So you want to show up for those, and then sometimes we can put a lot more pressure on ourselves than what's really there. So it's hard to just take a deep breath during the game and do it. And I think like if you look at Lexi Beck's goal she scored against UT Tyler, that was one of those moments. She was like, "All right, relax. They're gonna overreact. Cut it back. Score the goal, and then it's." You know, it's more manageable.
What do you make of the ability to come back in both of those matches? Overcoming a 2-0 deficit at Texas Women's, you scored twice in the second half, and Angelo scored the first goal, then went up 2-1. Both times you were able to answer back. What does that say about your team?
We can score goals. I think our girls know they can score goals. On the flip side of that is they get maybe a little anxious and nervous when things aren't going for them individually. They can overhype themselves or overstress themselves to think, you know, to have some maybe negative mental thoughts about their own play when it's like, man, you're getting yourself in those areas. You did the hard part. The easy part is put it in the back of the net. But no, they just – we're going to get chances to score. So can we, limit the kind of maybe – team defending type mentality. It's not just defenders that defend for us, it's everyone. So just the cutting off the field, not letting them switch it, not letting them have time to have big balls over the top to stretch us out. It's what we're trying to solve.
Who were some of the individuals that stood out for you this past week in these two games?
I thought Nick's did pretty well. Nick's Ali Munoz, she did well in there. I mean, again, she was one that was recruited by, you know, at least Angelo, so she had a little bit of spice. Had a chance to get that late goal late on that breakaway and missed it. No, I think, Bella Cruz came in and had her good moment. That's one thing she can do. She has moments where she can do some things others can't.
She struck from distance to get the second goal against Angelo State in the, I believe it was the 61st minute of that match. Yep. And that strike seemingly came out of nowhere, but, man, it was a good finish.
Yeah, she has the ability to shoot, and that's why we need her a little bit higher up there. And, I mean, I think if the goal is correct, I think they punted it. Nick's won the first header. I think Bella gathered the next ball, laid it off, got it back, and then was able to put herself in position to score. So again, like we tell the girls, we don't give up things when we if we win the first or second ball, we don't give up anything. It's when we lose both of those, it always seems like we're giving an opportunity down the field.
Well, and that brings me to another question: is why do you think you're falling behind in these matches?
I think it's the beginning of the game. It's always energetic for both teams. I mean, no one's tired yet. So the hardest thing to do is just weather the storm. If like you can't have a good moment and then a bad moment, can you just first 20 minutes just keep things steady? Don't have those high. I'm gonna bomb on forward. We're all gonna go ultra attack and then realize like no, we can't leave ourselves open so much. I think we get into that a little bit too much. Maybe that's on us a little bit because we want to go out in the front gates and press, and we do. But it's just, can we on the back end not prevent, you know, can we prevent counterattack? So that's the – we get maybe a little gung-ho going forward early on. And if we don't get a chance, it can't be we either get a shot on goal or they turn around and get a shot on goal. So maybe that's why we're giving up a little bit more opportunities than we'd like.
Taking a look at what's coming up this week, you'll have a midweek match in Portales. You'll take on Eastern New Mexico. They've started off 1-3 in the Lone Star Conference. So they're down toward the bottom three in the conference standings right now, but you can't take anybody lightly, right?
No, our conference is at any day these teams can do things. I mean, teams are going to change. They're going to adapt every week. Playing in Portales is not easy. You know, they'll get out. You know, they'll change a formation. They'll get in and press you. They got a couple players that'll do well for them getting the attack if you're kind of lazy on some defending and not tracking back. So it'll be tough.
But they have struggled to score this year. They're not lighting up the scoreboard very much. They've been shut out in each of their last two matches.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of some teams in our conference as well. It's kind of what a lot some teams are going through. Just they're creating chances, just maybe not having that final product they want. But no, Coach Belcher will get them going. I mean, he'll get them energized. You know, it's a chance to play a team that you know is up there somehow in the rankings with us. You know, further up. So this will be a chance for him to turn some things around for recruiting.
Well, and I'm really looking forward to the match coming up here Saturday at Stang Park at 11 o'clock. St. Mary's will be here, and this is a St. Mary's team that looks like they're going to be dangerous. They've got a couple of players, not unlike yourself. You've got Cassidy Savoy, Madison Brinkley are both among the top five in points, but then right behind Cassidy and Madison, there's Shelby Paniagua and Malia Dominguez, who are sixth and seventh in points, and they're both from St. Mary's. There's going to be a lot of firepower on that pitch Saturday morning.
Yeah, they do score a lot of goals. Kevin Driggs is a buddy of mine. We chat all the time. He's kind of like me. We're very honest with our teams where we feel like we're going to struggle, and he admits it. He's like, well, we're going to score some goals. We just hope we don't give up three or four. and so that's going to – I mean, I hope this game isn't a 7-8 goal game.
That's not your kind of game. I know you don't like those.
Unless we're on the one-sided end of a lot of goals, but that's hard, and their conference is hard. But they're going to be tough. They're very organized. They're pretty quick players, and he always gets them ramped up as well.
I mean, and they're in this group, and I think there's five teams right now that are sitting 2-1-1 in the conference. And then there's Dallas Baptist, who's 2-0-1, Angelo State's 2-0-1, Midwestern State's 2-0-2. It's a pretty tight group right now in this conference. There's not much that separates these teams.
No, and that's why you got to get the wins when you can. We tell the girls, like, even if you think you had a bad day, got to get the 3 points, no matter how it comes or whatever, because at the end of the day, points is what matters. Yes, performances are great, but we gotta get those 3 points when you can.
You got an outstanding record, 6-1-2. But what's an area where you feel like you still need to improve?
Just the belief. I think just any student athlete in general. I mean, this is the time midterms are coming around. maybe the lack of sleep throughout the semester, this is maybe when it starts to pile up. No matter if you're doing good or bad, you know, if you think you're doing good, you're going to have that stress on you of to keep playing good. And it's no matter what, you're going to stress if you're playing bad or playing good. So that the stress is the name of the game. This point of the year, you've got to be able to handle it and release it when you have, so you don't have necessarily an off performance for 90 minutes and you can figure out a way to get a result.
Before we started recording, you and I were talking about scoreboard watching, and I'm one of those guys. It can be early in the season, I'm scoreboard watching, but you try to avoid that, right?
I don't necessarily watch the game so much, but you pay attention a bit because everyone's slipping up, you know, and a slip up, maybe they should have won, but they tied. And again, playing, yeah, it's just scoreboard watching can be dangerous as a coach as well, because now you're adding more pressure. And are you putting that on the girls? You know, you don't want to put any extra pressure on that they don't already have or have for themselves personally. So, it's hard. I pay attention to the scores, but don't really put much into it, because even if it's a tie, you know, it could, you can't, unless you watch it, you just you just come down to, okay, who picked up a point, who picked up 3 points, who lost points. So that's kind of what I look for, is who's dropping.
I do know what can get you in trouble is comparative scoring.
Yeah.
When we played UT Tyler and got this result, they played UT Tyler and they got shut out. You can't make too much of that, right?
No, I mean, coaches, we talked all the time, and they go, well, how do you feel like you beat Tyler? I was like, well, it's not necessarily we beat Tyler. You just have to do good things in those good areas when it's time to score, and don't let those chances pass you.
Ron Washington, the former Texas Ranger manager, always talked about you have to do what the game asks you to do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar in soccer, isn't it?
Well, we talked to him this morning. Most teams are going to run some form of a 4-3-3 type thing. We don't, but most teams will. But we tell them every team runs a different style of that. So, again, you can prepare for a formation, but on the day a person – here or there makes a whole thing different, so you've got to be able to adjust. So that's the good and bads of playing okay enough to win these games and not lose these games, is can we keep it adapting on the day.
You like going back to Portales?
I don't mind it. It's not like we have free time to go do a
right
lot of stuff,
no, it's, so, that's, no it's that's very true.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Well, Ryan, always good to visit with you. It's a lot of fun watching your team this year. These last couple of games have been kind of nerve-wracking, but that's why we like sports. That's part of it.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast, and then bring a couple of friends with you to Stang Park on Saturday. It's an 11 o'clock start Saturday against St. Mary's. Between now and then, Midwestern State's on the road for a Wednesday evening match against Eastern New Mexico. You can follow that game on MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.